I still remember the first time it happened. I was dropping off my 17-year-old cousin at a friend's house in the wealthy white suburb in which we lived. We knocked on the wrong door. Minutes later, I was pulled over by the police. Young and scared, I was interrogated about my activities and whether I was delivering drugs. What was I up to? I remembered. My parents had sat me down months before when I got my license. It doesn't matter that you are leaving for Stanford this fall. It doesn't matter that you've never been in trouble a day in your life. When many police officers see you, all they will see is a young black girl. And that can be very dangerous. So, when you are harassed, try to stay calm. Try not to be afraid. And call us as soon as you can. A black teenager's rite of passage. Since then, I, a minivan-driving soccer mom of three, have been stopped because I looked suspicious. My husband, a partner in a Dallas law firm, has watched white women clutch their purses out of fear of him because he looked suspicious. A banker friend of mine was stopped in his own neighborhood and forced to spend the night in jail because he looked suspicious. And the list goes on. Thank God none of us were shot out of self-defense, since our brown skin made us look so suspicious. So, yes, as we discuss the Trayvon Martin case today, I am scared. My three beautiful boys are growing up now, and that should be nothing but pure joy. Yet, in our society, that also means new dangers. We have to prepare them for what they will encounter because of someone else's perceptions of who they are, based on media images that portray black boys and men as predators, pimps, and thugs. Nothing like the black men they know. My well-meaning white friends have no idea why so many African Americans distrust or fear the police. They have no idea what it's like for black parents to have to prepare their children to deal with a public that often still judges them based on the color of their skin. My dear friends are so committed to the idea that we live in a colorblind society that it is hard for them to even perceive, let alone help us to change, the reality that impacts our lives and the lives of our children daily. So, I can't make nice. I can't pretend the clock is ticking and justice has not been served. The clock is ticking, and my sons will be young men soon. And my husband and I have to prepare them. You are smart. You are funny. And you are sometimes so silly. Your laughter fills our hearts more than you know. You are capable of being anything you want to be in this life. Even president of the United States one day. But when you walk out of the safety, protection, and loving arms of our home, you are walking while black, and only our prayers can protect you then.